Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moratzi Sheyichyu. The Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin and Daf Samach Beis Amir Aleph. It says there, Kol Shebiyado, anything that's in a person's hand that he can do, which is within his ability. It's not considered mechusar ma'isa that it's lacking a ma'isa because it's biyado. Later on, samach beis amin beis, it says velhamdor of Oshaya, anoisim putu lishto vrama laret mekudesh li lachashagar sheichin mekudeshes. Hachin amal read abu kedushin. So Gemara says that if you go to a woman, the man goes to a woman, and he says to her, harayat mekudeshes li, you should be married to me after I divorce you. Because this woman is his wife. And he's telling her that he's giving her a pruta now, that after he divorces her, they should be married. So the Gemara says, Hachinam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, argue with Rabbi Oshaya, and say that she is Mekudeshes. Why? Because it's Rowi. He's able to, it's Biyada. He's able to divorce her. So since he's able to divorce and remarry her, so Mimela, we should say that she's Mekudeshes, because it's Biyado Ligareshota. So since it's Biyado Ligareshota, so he gives her the Pruta. Amana Shagar Sheikh Eina Mekudeshes, according to Rav Oshaya, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's Mekudeshes, because it's Biyado. And so Gemara Nehi, the Biyado Ligarsh, Biyado Likacha, Rash is Bitmia, Biyado Likacha, Migarshenesham Lotus, used to Sratzi Mikidushav. What is it in his hands to be Makadisher? If he's Makarisher, maybe she's not going to want the Kiddushin. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand because a person can be Makadish, a Pnuya Midaita, and the Ikur Chisaron is because she's now an Eshesish, or she's now his wife, and he can't be Makadisher, and therefore it's considered a Darvish Shaloba Leolam, even though he's Makadisher after they get divorced, but right now it's a Darvish Shaloba Leolam. So since Biyada Legarisha, since he has within his power to be misalik this chisaron, and now both of them want kiddushin, so it's not considered mechusar ma'isa. So what's the problem? It's biyada legarsha. He could be misalik this chisaron of gerushin, of her being a married woman, and now both of them want the kiddushin. So what's the problem? It's not mechusar ma'isa. So why does the Gemara say that it's mechusar ma'isa? You need to be biyada legarsha, biyada lekadsha. Rashi says, what? Can he be mekadish, or if he's megarish, or maybe she's not going to want the kiddushin? Yeah, but that's not the problem. The problem is that he can't be mekadish, a married woman. But he can solve that problem by divorcing her. And then she's able to be married, and right now she wants to be married, so it's not kemuchus or ma'isa. If the Shah Rashbi asks, to me, Ali, well, shnei merutzim achshav b'kach. So even though he can't do it against her will, he can do it midaita. Since it's biyad shneim, they both have the power. So why is it considered mechusar ma'isa? So what's the mechusar ma'isa? So Moreno Rosh Hayeshiva Gaon Rebbe Pervarsky said the following. That in Kiddushin HaPeis HaMed Aleph, this is the Mishnah of Kainis Atzma, Rashi says, Lios Breshus Linase La'acher. That it's within her Breshus, when she's Kona herself, now she has the power to marry somebody else. We have to understand Rashi. The Meiri there writes, Lios Yotza Mereshus Ha'arus. That Kainis Atzma, that now she goes out of the Reshus of the Arus, of the person who betrothed her. So the Chora, it would appear, that the Meiri was bothered. How's it shaykh to have an inyan of koina atzma beisha, rain baba atzma klum? What do you mean how koina atzma? How's a person koina themselves? The koina is atzma. How's she koina herself? A person has no kinyan in themselves. What's the kinyan here? All there is hafkas kinyan shalabal, but there's no kinyan atzmi. The Pnei Yoshua says in Gittin on Gimel Amid Aleph, the Yomar Tzom of Chizda, that b'chetzi yashivcha, b'chetzi b'aschayr, and shenizkatsha, there's no longer kiddushin from anybody else, even though there's no chi of misa, right? If she's half and half, half chi of shivcha, half b'aschayr,
There's no tfisas kedushin from anybody else, but there's no chi of misa if somebody sleeps with her, like an eishes ish. And the reason is because that eishes ish is no tfisas kedushin. It's not only because of the chomer iser erva, like other chayvei krisus, but the etzim kinyan of the baal is mineya tfisas kedushin from somebody else. The avnei miluim, famously, and simin mem dalet sifkat dalet divaras lufidusha asked on this. And that we see in Perika Omer, that in Eish Asish, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, is learned from a Hekesh, from Achois Isha, Kishara Rayas. So the Pnei Yeshua says that there's no Tfisis Kedushin by Eish Asish, not because of the Chomer Isser Erva, but because of the Etzim Kinyan Abal. Frak the Avnei Milum, what are you talking about? Eish Asish, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, the Gemara says, because we have a Hekesh like Lachos Isha. She's like other Arayas. So it is Midin Arayas, it's not Midin the Kinyan of the Baal. So Rebbe Chanan writes in the Kovas Aretz and Yevamos and Simon Gimelai's test that you need both reasons. That we learn from Achos Isha Nafkamina that the kid is a mamzer, that if she sleeps with someone else, the child is a mamzer. Because that the child is a mamzer, Barayas, the Leitovsi Bakidushin, is only when there's no Tfisis Kedushin, because of the Isser Erva. So since here, it's the Isser Erva, the child is going to be a Mamzer. But if it was only Alts Kinyan Abal, the Vlad wouldn't be a Mamzer. So the Kovetz Aris says that you need the other reason as well. You need not only the reason of the Kinyan Abal says there's no Tfisis Kedushin, but that wouldn't make the child a Mamzer. So in order to make the child a mamzer, you need the reason of the hekesh to chayvei krisus to other ervas. Ayin sham yevamos simin gimel os tes. And if so, that's the kavan of Rashi. Kaina atzma lios brishus linase la'acher. Shaydei shepoko kinyanu shel abal zoch ze bezeh sheyechol l'skadesh la'acher. That's what it means in Rashi, that kaina atzma lios brishus linase la'acher. There's no more longer in Kenyan Abal. And now she could be miskadesh to somebody else. So again, the Meiri was bad, but the Meiri writes, Yotzem Rishus Ha'arus. She goes out of the Rishus of the Arus, because again, the Meiri was bothered. Meiri was bothered, what's Pshat? She's kind of herself. What kin did she have in herself? So he says she goes out of the Rishus of the Arus. Rashi says it differently. Lios Rishus Linase La'acher. But this kinyan is that now she can paka kinyan ushel abal, and therefore she can marry somebody else. And that's the inyan of kaina atzma, that she can marry someone else. Not a kinyan herself, there's no kinyan in herself. Just it's afkas kinyan abal, which means that she can now marry someone else. We can explain more that the chisaron is not only mishum sheknuya labaila, that she's acquired to her husband, and a woman can't marry two men. And therefore there's no room for somebody else to marry her, because that's not, doesn't work so well with the lashon of koina atzmai. Koina is atzma lios b'rishusa lios b'rishusa. Because again, she's not koina ba'atzma. She's mafkia his kinyan. So nirbi said that verb that the etzim adin that we require das, he should be kedushin. Rashi writes in kedushin mem dalet amud aleph, they require das makne. And so, and it would appear mevor bezeh shehi bailim al atzma le'inyan kedushin v'din makne aleha. That we require das ha'isha by kedushin because you need das makne, and she's the makne. So she's the bailim on herself le'inyan kedushin. She is the din of a makne. And even though the Ran writes in the Dharm Def Lamed Aleph that a woman is mafki herself. The husband does the whole thing and the woman is just mafki herself. Nevertheless, this din is also mitaras bailim. You need the koyach bailim, you need the din das makne to be misratzah for the kedushin, for her to be mafki herself. In town of Naira, the Torah gave the father a din bailim on her kedushin. According to this, it would appear that be'eshes ish, besides what, that she is not really skadish, because the kinyan of the Baal, she is also no longer a bailim on herself. Linyan Kedushin, that's also shaykh to her husband. And through the fact that she was miskadeshes to him, he is the bailam on her, l'chol toiras ishus, for all toiras ishus, he's the bailam on her. Shuv ein ladin bailim al atzma l'inyan kedushin. So he doesn't have, she doesn't have bailis on herself l'inyan kedushin. He has bailis on her l'inyan kedushin, and that would also be what the Pnei Yehoshua means in Gittin, where he writes, I'm quoting, the kevin shetofsu kedushin shel ruvin arei b'shuso ve'ein layad lekabel kedushin me'achad. Since there was ready tefisas kedushin from Ruvain, she is birshuso, and she doesn't have a yad to be makabel kedushin for someone else. So ayin sham in the Pnei Yehoshua. So we can explain that what he means is shekvar poka mimena kol din yad lekedushin. That she doesn't have any more of a din yad lekedushin. The husband took that away from her. Now belongs to him. So now we understand Rashi when he writes koina atzma that aide gerusha through her gerush, and she's koina herself lios birshuso inasi la'acher. Now she has bailus on herself to marry somebody else. And now she has this yad. She lost her yad, and now she gets the yad back. So according to this, it would appear that we can explain the sugya that the emes, since we require daita lekedushin, nimtza sheish ladim bezit, that it's a chisaron mitzida kishemit kadeshet biyota ishetish sheina ka'ed balim al kedushin. So we need her das for kedushin. So now we have in our case, right, our sugya, where he's going to his wife and he's saying harat mikudashisli. After I divorce you, so there's a chitzaron mitzidah when she's miskadesh, she's biyosa eshesi. She's not. She doesn't have bailam in her kedushin. So therefore, it's a davar shelo balaolam, ein biyada lizgarish. It's not up to her. She's stuck. She doesn't have bailus in her kedushin. So we can say that even though it says that since it says ki yikach, he makes the chalais kedushin. And we should only be done mitzido. Nevertheless, it would appear that since mikol makom, nevertheless, we require her das, and that's mitin das makne. So, and even when she's making herself into hefker, it's mitin bailim v'das makne. So there's a serious chisarni of davar shelo b'leolam. So that's the problem. The problem is the davar shelo b'leolam, that this woman is not bailim on her kedushin, but we need her bailis, we need her input, because she has das makne. And we don't have her input, her bailus right now, because she gave that over to her husband. So therefore, this is considered a true davar shelo b'leolam. It's not biyada. Now, this was not mentioned by the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say this. So what's the pshat? So it would appear that since she's his wife, he himself is considered the bailam and her kedushin. And just like the father is the bailim on his daughter for her kedushin, the baal himself is the bailim on his wife's kedushin. So now it's gevaldik. Gemara's teretz. The kol she baal mekatsha ka'et she'achulu ha'kedushin l'achar she'titgaresh einam mekudeshet mishim davar shelo ba le'olam she'rehu atzmo einei yochol lekadesh ota she'tzichim gam das makne. So we understand the Gemara's teretz that if the husband's being mekadesh now, the kedushin should be chal after the gerushin. She's now mekudesh tals davar shelo b'leolam, because he himself cannot be mekadesh her, because we need das makne, and she doesn't have bailus on herself, only because he, only through the fact that he is considered the bailim gamur, we can be done that the kedushin should be chal. And if so, since he's mekadesh her in sheichul kedushin after he divorces her, so at this time he's not bailim. After he divorces her, he has no bailus on her. So that's what the Gemara answers. Nehida b'yada l'garsha b'yada l'katsha. He can divorce her. Can he marry her? Now there's a man of shach. It's not going to be effective. Mitzara isha tzedar v'shalo b'leolam. She doesn't have bailus right now. So for her, there's nothing to talk about. The only way we can make this marriage happen is because of him. We say that he's the bailim. Mikoch ba'aluso. So he's the bailus on her. He's the bailim on her marital ability. And her marital capacity. But this bailus doesn't enable him to marry her after her divorce, because he's already going to lose his koach the moment they divorce. That's it. He's not bailam in her kedushin anymore. And therefore, it's not kedushin. It's mamish beautiful in the Gemara's lashon. And he, to be other legarish, he can divorce her. He can't be makadishir. In other words, miman of shach. It's at her. She has no bailus right now in her kedushin, so it's a davar shelo b'leolam. Mitzad him, yeah, he does have bailus, but he only has bailus now, but not after they get divorced. Then he'd be other legarshi, be other lekatsha. Can't be Makadisher, he's no bailus afterwards. So therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in this case, she's not Mekudeshes, like Rabbi Hoshaya is saying. Beautiful, beautiful. We hopefully will revisit this fascinating sugya and give ourselves a baracha. We should be zecha lumod ulam idlishma v'lasos. The time is called the Reis Amut Rasa. We have amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.